On February 18th, Detroit police shut down an indigenous ceremony that marked the start of maple syrup season. As WDET's Russ McNamara reports, accounts of what happened that night in Rouge Park differ, but work to gather the sweet sap continues.
The sugar maples are running in Rouge Park, and a local group is out tapping trees for the sweet sap.
It's been a beautiful process. This is our third year doing this in Detroit.
That's Antonio Cosme, the National Wildlife Federation's Senior Coordinator for Education and one of the organizers of the Detroit Sugarbush Project. When I caught up with him last weekend, he was busy. You're headed there now to tap some trees.
I'm headed to clean out our 250-gallon tote, load it up, and then, yeah, eventually.
That's a big tote, because it takes about 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. David Pitawanakwat is a law student at the University of Detroit Mercy and leads the Native Law Society at the University of Windsor. He helps with the Sugarbush Project, too.
It's a lot of work. It takes a whole team to accomplish this out here.
Pitawanakwat says that team includes area kids.
But when you bring the youth out here, you show them where food comes from. You show them how to respect the environment and how to produce it sustainably. Then that pays dividends in the future.
To open the gathering of sap, an indigenous ceremony was held last Friday in Rouge Park. That included a bonfire and a welcome song.
Hey!
Had a sacred fire going, and you know, at most Native ceremonies, there's going to be a fire going. It's because, you know, the fire is the center of the community. It's the heart of the community. We all sit around the campfire and we talk to each other.
It's a sacred day-long ritual.
When we give tobacco to the fire, it burns and it produces smoke. And tobacco is our most sacred medicine because the smoke rises the highest. And that smoke carries our prayers. It carries our prayers to the eagle, who carries our prayers to the Creator.
Those prayers and a subsequent feast were disturbed by police.
What did they think we were doing?
That's Rosebud Bear Schneider, an Anishinaabe farmer, food sovereignty advocate, and a citizen of the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Chippewas. A patrolling Michigan State Police helicopter saw a fire in the park. Detroit police were notified. The Detroit Fire Department was not. About a dozen officers showed up.
They're kicking us out right now, so we have to go.
And all here have 2 minutes to gather their items and leave. Anybody else will be incarcerated.
Guys, you want us to put out the fire?
Yes.
This really bothered Schneider.
We were in ceremony. We were still praying. There were things that we couldn't finish doing to close up that ceremony. You would never think to go into a church or to a mosque or to any, you know, religious spaces like that and do something like that. So when natives are out in nature on land that we're allowed to be on, practicing our culture legally, why is that okay? Make it make sense, you know?
Antonio Cosme left the ceremony to go talk with the officer in charge.
I noticed my friends coming from the park out to their cars, and some were like talking to the police. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Why? What's the deal? And then I saw more people streaming out of the back. So I was like, oh, hold up. What's going on? So I ran back there to find the fire billowing and everybody kind of scrambling to get their stuff together.
David Pitawanakwat says he was disappointed by the officer's demeanor.
They're very disrespectful, threatened us with arrest, and it's deflating. It's disheartening.
Detroiter Hadassah Greensky is a member of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians and recorded her interaction with officers.
I have a federal tribal ID, and we have something called the Jay Treaty.
The sovereign stuff is not
veiled. In a statement, Detroit Police Chief James White says officers shut the event down because the proper city procedure was not followed for things like insurance and a burn permit. That's something that Cosme disputes. Detroit Fire Commissioner Dave Fornell told me the process for a burn permit was started but not completed. David Pitawanakwat says the situation is unfortunate for many reasons.
I mean, it just doesn't look good for the city, and now you've got a whole host of indigenous people that were out there with us, including children, by the way, that We just don't have any reason to trust the police after this.
Chief White told City Council some officers will receive additional diversity, equity, and inclusion training, but he says that issue didn't come into play on Friday night.
But there was no intent to disrupt this religious ceremony at all. The officers were not influenced by race, culture, or anything like that. They were simply investigating a fire in the park.
For Rosebud Bear Schneider, this is a reminder of the hurdles Indigenous people face.
I think that is one of the big things that has sparked this fire for us, protecting our land rights, and our water rights, and really trying to repair the damage that's been done and fight for these future generations.
Antonio Cosme says for now, he's not concerned with a broader fight against potential civil rights violations. He's too busy.
I'm just focused on getting the sugar bush together.
David Pitawanakwat says he's just going to keep on keeping on.
You know, we're just out here having our ceremonies, living life, tapping these trees, and just generally trying to bring something good to the city.
For one night at least, that good was disrupted. In the River Rouge Park sugar bush, the maple sap still flows. I'm Russ McNamara, WDET News.